I never did know anyone that's had that, but I've heard of it. Mm-hmm. People have diphtheria.
What's the disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Glands. And let me see, I know something else when I think of it. Yellow jaundice.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow jaundice.
And if you have a pain down here, you'd say you had?
Appendicitis.
And say on an average sort of day, if somebody asked you how you were feeling, what would you tell them?
Well, if I was in misery, I'd tell them I was in misery, I wasn't feeling good, or I was hurting, my side was hurting, like I had an appendix or something, or I had a hernage, I've ruptured myself, or...
What if you felt normal, you'd tell them?
Well, I feel good, I feel, splendid.
And how would you use the words up, down, or over, talking about location? Like you say, last week I saw him, what, Monroe?
Well, I saw him last week, Gold Monroe.
Or if you were in Monroe, you'd say,
I saw him. He came into Monroe.
Uh-huh.
I saw him come in to Monroe.
What if, or you could say, last week I saw him, what, Alexandria?
He went to Alexandria. Or I saw him in Alexandria.
Would you ever say down in Alexandria or over in Alexandria?
Oh, yeah, over in Alexandria. Yeah, that's right. Of course, from here we call it down to Alexandria. In Winfield, we call it up to Winfield.
Uh-huh.
We call north up and south down.
What's over?
East or west.
Uh-huh.
They're both over.
And say if there was some trouble at a party, you'd say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole bunch.
Anything else you'd say besides bunch?
The whole crew. Every one of them.
What about the whole push?
The whole crew. He arrested the whole crew.
What about the whole push?
Jim, well, that means all of them.
What?
That means all of them, everyone that was there.
If you say?
The whole crew.
Uh-huh.
That means every one of them.
And if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, when you saw him, you might say, I'm...
glad to see him. I'm glad to see him.
Any other way of saying that?
Well, I'm proud. Yeah, I'm proud to see him.
Does that mean the same?
Well, that's about the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Proud or glad, either one is the same thing. Means the same thing.
And if someone had done you a favor, you might tell them, thank you, I'm much...
I appreciate it.
Or I'm much...
much obliged to you.
And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask him then?
How are you this morning?
What about when you're introduced to a stranger? What would you say?
Well, I'm glad to meet you, or pleased to meet you, or it's a pleasure to meet you.
Anything you'd ask him?
Well, I can't think right now. I'd be glad to see you again. I hope to see you again. And ask him to come to see me.